This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Now, before we start with ENN,
I
was meaning to say this during the show, and it kind of got away from me. Somebody that Don and Peter and I got to know, and really just one of the great gentlemen, John Ellis. We did the Connecticut Cancer Foundation dinner for a couple of years, did our show from the Mohegan Sun, and he had a battle with cancer earlier in his life, former Yankee, Indian, and Ranger. He and his wife, Jane, have put together the Cancer Foundation, raised money for funds to battle cancer for children in Connecticut. It's just an unbelievable life's work he took on. And John had a second bout of cancer, and he passed away today at the age of 73. He was such a great guy, and Peter and Don will back me up on this. It was just a joy to be around him. Yes. He was just full of energy and life. And, you know, after he beat cancer for the first time, he said, God, if you let me get through this, I will dedicate my life to this. And that's exactly what he and his wife Jane did. So rest in peace to John Ellis, a really good man known as the New London Strong Boy. He was a catcher along with Thurman Munson coming up in the Yankee system back in those days. And, you know, they decided to go with Thurman. They ended up trading Johnny to the Cleveland Indians, but he never lost that spark of life in his eye, and he's going to be missed. He's such he was such a wonderful gentleman, and my heart goes out to Jane today.
Yeah, it was always such a fun thing to do that we didn't get a chance to do over the last couple of years because of the pandemic. So I certainly miss seeing him. It's such a great guy.
Oh man, I didn't know that had happened. So
yeah, I didn't either, today. Peter.
Yeah, I'm a little taken aback by it because I was so used to him coming out and doing a spot with us and talking to him about his time with the Yankees and Thurman. Yeah, that's really what a sweet guy he was. It's cool to be around him. That is really, really sad to hear.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, welcome to ENN on this Thursday, April 7th, a Masters, a Tiger's back ENN. We'll start
on TV.
That's right. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
He's golf.
That's right. And then we'll say good evening to Don.
Chipmunks are in my head.
What a day yesterday.
Yeah, really, for all of us. Quite the show.
We say good evening to myself. I don't know anything about this Counter Falefa character.
Wow.
And we say good evening one more time to Michael.
Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
No, I didn't even mean that one. I meant the other one. That's even
Daddy's
weird.
Different now. Daddy, yeah. Daddy hit the lotto.
A lot of people don't know that. Don, that's actually Michael talking to the kids earlier off the air.
That's right.
When he said that.
Yeah.
I did play the lotto yesterday. I haven't checked to see if I won. I saw it was $242 million. I said, you know, that's right. Life-changing.
And you know what I always say.
What's that?
Money finds money.
So you think I have a chance?
More than we do.
All right.
And honestly, we have more of a chance, Peter, than other people.
That's it. That's exactly how it works. And now it's time for Tiger Watch.
Tiger Watch.
So, Tiger, how did you play today?
Well, got off to kind of a slow start.
Do you feel like you're back to win at this level?
Yeah, I do, because I just did it.
You just love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
All right. Tiger is back. His first round of competitive golf in 17 months. How'd he do? Well, 1-under, 3 off the pace for day one at the Masters. Here's Tiger on his first round.
Well, I did not have a very good warm-up at all. You know, I hit it awful. And As my dad said, did you accomplish your task? Did you warm up? I said, yes. Now go play. And that's exactly what I did. I blocked it out, and I felt like, hey, I'm warm. Go play. Let's just go get it done. You know where to put it. Execute each shot. And, as the round built, I was able to get into the red. I got out of there and got to even par. But made two stupid mistakes at eight, back-to-back. Loss of concentration a little bit there, mm-hmm. but I fought back and for the day to end up in the red, I'm right where I need to be.
Now, as it turns out, Sun Jae Im is now at 5-under. Cameron Smith at 4-under. So Tiger's actually 4 off the pace. Other names at the top. Dustin Johnson right there at 4-under. Danny Willett, 3-under. Neiman, who played with Tiger and Oosthuizen, played quite well. He's at 3-under. Scottie Scheffler, who I know Anthony Pusick is rooting for intensely.
Why is that?
Because he put money on him.
He's, oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. And what were the odds on that?
Plus 1,500 to win.
I love that. How much you throw down on something like that? Maybe $5,000?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's
hot. In my back pocket.
Anthony cashed in on a plus 1,300 last night.
Yeah, that's right. Anthony threw down a plus 1,300 during halftime on the net, which, by the way, that is the surest plus 1,300 of all time.
No, his plus 1,300 was the score of the first goal in the Flames-Ducks game, right?
Is that
Anthony?
True?
Yeah, Elias Lindholm, thank you very much.
Wait,
plus
hold
1,300.
On. Now we might have to investigate further. How much betting you doing over there, Anthony?
Yeah, you degenerate.
Because you also bet the Nets game last night, correct?
So at many halftime. Promo codes, so little time.
What odds were you getting on the Nets?
The Nets ended up being plus 400, I think it was.
But you bet them at the half to win when they were down by 15.
Oh,
right?
I sure
right.
did. Absolutely.
Because yeah,
you've seen
down
the
by...
Knicks. You've seen the story.
We've seen right. this movie before. I didn't do it the first time when they blew the 20-point lead, so I decided to do it this time.
Now listen, looking back at it, they could have been down by 30. They were going to win the game.
It didn't matter. Don's new favorite player, Kevin Na, at 1-under. Tony Finau right there as well. Lee Westwood, Webb Simpson. Rory's at 1-under.
Can I tell you something I've thought a lot about, Peter?
Sure.
If Tiger is in contention on Sunday, I think it lines up as one of the greatest sports stories of all time.
That's right.
I don't think it's debatable. The guy, the doctors were discussing amputating his leg 13 months ago, and here he is. Nobody thought he was going to play this Masters. I think the fact that he was 1-under par in the first round is startling, extraordinary.
I'm trying to decide at how much off the pace would he have to be, Michael, or better, for it to be like the world is stopping within 3.
If he starts the day like 4 behind, even 5 behind, I think people will think he has a chance.
I guess if he started at 4 or 5 off the pace, and the start of his round, he's playing well. It's not like he falls off. Then I think by the time we're like in the middle of that round, yeah, it's an insane number of people watching. Go ahead, Don. Sorry.
I was going to say, because it's Sunday, right? So how close does he have to be going into Sunday where people are going to cancel their Sunday plans?
Right.
And sit home and watch that. So he's got to be like really in contention, like in the lead or within a stroke or two. If he's like 2 or 3 or 4 strokes back, it's going to be keeping an eye on it, seeing if he gets closer. So
I don't know.
That could affect the number.
If it's at 3 or 4 back and you have enough interest that you care, then you know that Tiger wearing red on that Sunday at the Masters 3 or 4 back is right there. You remember
you
how
think it,
he
think
scared the wits off everyone in 2019. They just fell off. Everyone ahead of him just fell apart when Tiger was behind them.
You think it's selfish of me to want it to be done by 7 o'clock so people could tune right over to K-Rod?
No, root for yourself. God, no. The most important thing in the world to you.
That's right. Number one.
God, no.
No, that's not the most important.
I mean, at that particular moment, okay. It's a very, very important. Captain Literal Man again.
Well, I don't want it out there that's more important to my kids.
Oh,
but
like anybody was going to take that.
You never know how people take it. By the way, Mike Puma of the Post reporting, Mets-Nationals game delayed. The start of the game delayed because of bad weather.
You don't say, really?
No, that's the Mets, Anthony. They don't have rain delay music.
They probably
matter.
Do. It's not slowed down actual music.
It's not as iconic.
I'm sure they actually paid an orchestra to actually go out there and compose rain delay music instead of slowing down the open. That was lazy. creative.
It works, though.
But still lazy.
Which part?
You hear
they're just
that
slowing
song,
down the opening sax. Music.
I'm still not convinced it's slowing
no,
down
it
the
is.
Opening music.
No, it is. I was with you until you play them both back to back.
Lazy? I think it's brilliant.
It comes from a place of laziness, though.
No, I don't think it does. I think it comes from a place of brilliance.
No, no, Don's right. It's not lazy, but it comes from a place of laziness. They said, we need to get a song for the rain delay, and they went, well, how about we just use the same song we have? And someone said, no, that's ridiculous. They said, how about we just slow it down? And they went, right. Boom, that's it. So Don's right. It comes from a place of laziness, but the result, I think, is beautiful.
Yeah, that's right.
When you're right, you're right. All right.
He's right a lot.
Do we know what time Tiger T's tomorrow yet? I'm guessing nah. I'm guessing Kevin.
Well,
it's
based on where everybody finishes, right?
Right. So Tiger should be a bit
should
later.
Be later.
A bit later. I'd be thinking closer to. That was already pretty late, though. He was at 11 today, so I don't know how much later it would be.
Did you think Phil Mickelson watched today?
Oh yeah.
You do?
Sure.
Interesting.
Of course.
What
he
else are you gonna do?
Well, he's got a lot of other things going on.
Does he?
He's dealing with the Saudis.
All right. It's in 1:41 p.m. Just forget it. I'm going to be.
Wait, you're
going to
watch
kind of.
That over the Yankees and Red Sox opening? Stop it.
Come on. Really? Stop.
Only
it.
On yes.
No. You asking is what you stop it. You think Yankees Red Sox are in contention?
But you would watch the Yankees Red Sox over
but
the golf.
No,
right?
Here's
of
the
course,
thing.
Don would.
The show isn't in contention tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
basically
you're not
be
in
doing
contention.
Because you're going to be doing the Yankees. He's going to be watching, like, the back nine. I can open Rangers-Penguins tomorrow. Peter wouldn't care.
Well, let me ask you something that
you could open WrestleMania recap, and I'd still be checked out.
So what a guy said earlier, so I was out for the 4 days with COVID. Were you guys serious during that time? He said that those 4 days convinced him that I'm the child in the room?
I didn't get
I
that.
I didn't understand that.
It was like you guys were ultra serious.
Oh, you have to ask Andrew and Anthony. I thought we did the show.
Andrew?
Yeah, I don't know. That call was weird to me. And I was surprised by your reaction, too.
Yeah, Michael didn't, like, quite process it.
I processed it because I am an infant.
No, you know what it was like?
On TV,
I thought for sure, Peter, we were headed towards... Oh, you want to see Childish? Goodbye. Click. No, gone.
Exactly.
That's the old Michael K before COVID.
Oh, okay.
I was a little surprised by the Francesa thing, too. I mean, Michael's been all surprises today.
Well, hold on. When Michael responded that way after what was a clear shot and he kind of laughed, it reminded me of Will Smith at the Oscars. Like, it took a second for him, you know? And then I was waiting
for
him to
scream.
But Jada,
she didn't shoot me a look. So
right.
I never had that other.
Butter shot him a look, and he said, keep my dog's name out your bleeping mouth.
That was very good, Will Smith.
That was Thank very you. Good. That's almost as good as your Stephen A. I want to hear Will Smith and Stephen A get into an argument with Peter doing both roles.
Stephen A was going to welcome me and Alex for the K-Rod cast at the beginning because the NBA show's there that day, and then he got to pull out family obligation. Sad.
That's made up.
All right. Don, let's get focused because that's what you and I do when we do a radio program.
That's right. I get serious.
I'm an infant.
Well, yeah, we get very, very serious. Some new names added to the lawsuit against the NFL from Brian Flores. Steve Wilks and Ray Horton will now join Flores' case. Wilks was the Cardinals head coach for one season in 2018. He was 3-13 and then got replaced by Cliff Kingsbury. We remember that. Lawyers say that Wilks was not given, quote, any meaningful chance to succeed. Horton interviewed for the Titans job in 2016 after having been the team's defensive coordinator in 2014-2015, and lawyers say the interview was a complete sham interview done only to comply with the Rooney Rule. Tennessee hired Mike Mularkey for the job. Mularkey said in a 2020 podcast interview that the Titans owners told him he would get the job before they'd completed the interview process. Shouldn't have said that. The newly amended lawsuit asks for, among other things, increased transparency in NFL hiring, incentives for hiring black coaches, and increased visibility for black assistant coaches.
Listen, we know it's a sham, right? But, boy, that just the arrogance that you know you're not supposed to tell the guy, and you tell him anyway, because you figure, what's going to happen to me?
You mean by the Titans?
Yeah. Like, what? You know the Rooney Rule. You know how it works. And you still went and told him he's got the job and the interview process wasn't done yet?
I mean, that's let's be honest. That's the most offensive part.
It's right.
Like, well, hey, God, by the way, we got to do this stupid thing.
You have malarkey in the office. You're not letting him walk out.
Especially with a name like that. Hey, right. When you have the option for Coach Malarkey, how do you not take that?
So they're just full of malarkey.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little Conor McGregor, quality guy that he is.
I'm surprised we don't have a Conor McGregor watch. We had a watch for the fight, but not specifically.
Oh, Anthony, can you find the Clown Show watch? That was a wonderful watch we used
to have. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Oh, yeah. This was before McGregor Mayweather. Here we go.
Mayweather.
I'll make you rain all day long.
McGregor.
What are you doing with a school bag on stage? You can't even read.
Clown Show Watch.
I missed that. That was fun.
Oh, that was good. It almost made the clown show worth it.
That was the best part.
Apparently last month, the McGregor Clown Show continued. He was involved in a not-so-funny matter, a driving-related incident. And he was driving to the gym when he was stopped by Irish police. I mean, in Ireland. I'm not talking about the denomination of them. I'm not talking about the background of the people here. It was for an alleged road traffic violation. He passed the drug and alcohol test taken at the station. He's being charged with 2 counts of dangerous driving, driving without a license, failure to produce a license, driving without insurance, and failure to produce insurance. I like that both of those have 2 charges. Because they're both the same thing. McGregor's case will be remanded until June 23rd. By the way, I mean, we talk about stupid decisions. You don't have a license or insurance? I've seen McGregor's cars before. What the hell is going on?
You think he thinks rules apply to him?
I mean, evidently not.
So that's the one thing you keep in your glove compartment, right? So he just probably doesn't have insurance.
I got my Geico insurance cards today, right?
Yeah.
Can you see McGregor cutting them out like I did and then putting him in his glove compartment? Do you see him having that kind of patience?
It's a great point. It's a great point. He probably has them, but if they weren't perfectly perforated for him, he didn't even bother.
He didn't walk from the house to the glove compartment to put them in. It's not him.
It's a process. Not to mention when you have to put the inspection sticker on your car, you really see McGregor getting into his tiny Mercedes sports car with a knife, scraping off the old one. I wanted to get to this audio. We won't have time because we got to wrap. But Freddie Freeman responded to Ronald Acuna Jr. I didn't view it as any friction, any clashes, anything like that. I loved Ronald. I still love Ronald. I'm going to miss Ronald. That's Freddie Freeman on the MLB Network. That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday, April 7th.
I'm just not familiar with the high road. I'm just not. It's the road less traveled, I will tell you that.
You hate it.
But when people take it, you take notice. You take notice. All right, so Don's going to have the pregame show for the Rangers and the Penguins. Big game for playoff standing and maneuvering and all that, so that's big. We'll be back tomorrow. Big show starting at 3. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a wonderful night. Enjoy the game.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.